CP2, labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches for the corporate worship of God the Father, expressing the glory of Christ. Roman numeral 3. We need to labor on the all-inclusive Christ in order to have a surplus of Christ to bring to the church meetings for the corporate worship of God our Father. A. For more than 40 years spoken in 1982, I have been fighting the battle concerning the genuine worship of God. This battle has not yet been won. B. For our worship of Him, the Father requires that we come to Him with the harvest of Christ, that we need to come to the church meetings with the riches of Christ. C. Daily, we should labor on Christ to have a harvest of Christ's riches to bring to the church meetings. For the corporate worship of God the Father, Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. D. It is crucial that we diligently labor on Christ, to have our hands full of Christ, and then come to the church meetings to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God the Father Himself. E. Whenever we come to the Lord's table meeting to remember the Lord and worship the Father, we must come with the riches of Christ produced by our daily laboring on Christ. 1. To worship God with Christ is to worship Him collectively with all children of God by enjoying Christ with one another and with God. 2. We need to produce enough of Christ so that there will be a surplus to share with others and to offer the best part of the produce to God the Father for His joy, delight, and satisfaction. Deuteronomy 12:11. Then to the place where Jehovah your God will choose to cause His name to dwell, there you shall bring all that I am commanding you, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand and all your choice vows, which you vow to Jehovah. If in these last days the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings for the building of the church as the body of Christ and for the bride making herself ready for the bridegroom's coming. We stress our need to contact, enjoy, experience, and partake of Christ by exercising our spirit. If we do not practice this day by day, it is impossible to have the church life. We all must daily labor on Christ as our land by tilling the ground, sowing the seed, watering it, nourishing it, and letting the sun shine on it. This means that we must deal with the Lord and be dealt with by Him. Moreover, we need to trust in Him and speak the gospel. After a certain amount of time, we will have something of the Lord as a harvest. Something will become ripe as a surplus, and we will have a portion in our spirit to bring to the meetings in a rich way. We will come to the meetings with the riches of Christ to offer to God for His satisfaction and to share with others for their satisfaction also. By means of this kind of meeting, service, ministry, and contribution, the church will come forth with the fullness of the reality and essence of Christ. We believe that in these last days, the Lord will recover the genuine experience of Christ for a surplus of His riches in the meetings in order to produce the essence and reality of the church life. Application to business persons, graduate students. Testimony. I was saved when I was 18 years old. A freshman in college, I went to the meeting place of the church in Tokushima to attend a gospel meeting, but in my mind, I thought that Christians were people who discussed morality, and I despised them a little. Despite my condition, the glory of God visited me at that moment when I entered the meeting hall through the joyful praise of the brothers and sisters in the church. As the radiance of glory enlightened my heart, my religious concepts were removed, and I said the following in my heart: they are filled with joy, but I have no joy. I need the joy they have. At that moment, God Himself entered me with light and love, and I opened fully to the brothers and sisters in the meeting. After I was saved, I started attending all the meetings. 45 years have passed since I was saved, and during this time I have never missed a single meeting. It was because the God of glory appeared to me through the church and drew me to Him. Later, after I began the church life in Kobe, many undergraduate and graduate students were saved in the same way as I was. When the church was praising with one accord, Ephesians 3:21, to Him be the glory in the church, and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. For elderly people to encourage young people and bring out their functions is in line with God's economy and pleases God. It is also for us elderly to prepare for the Lord's coming back by laboring on Christ in our daily lives, producing Him, and bring the surplus of His riches to the church meetings, so that the church will be filled with the glory of God. We adult brothers and sisters should be the pattern of how to do this. When I attend the Lord's Table meeting in the Young People's YP district, they are young, but in their own way, they gather together with other young people of their generation, encouraging and helping each other, rejoicing, praising, and testifying in the meeting, and enjoying the Lord in the body. They are still unstable, but they are young and can learn the spiritual lessons quickly. Adult brothers and sisters in each district should continue to pray for their middle, high school, and college-aged brothers and sisters who grew up in their district. These prayers are worthwhile. Saints over the age of 35, please encourage the ones under 35, children, middle, and high school students, including 5th and 6th graders, college students, graduate students, and young business persons. They must stand on our shoulders and become better than us. Matthew 6:30, and if God arrays the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is cast into the furnace, will He not much more clothe you, you of little faith? 31. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? 33. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. 2 Kings 20:19. And Hezekiah, bad example, said to Isaiah, the word of Jehovah, the captivity of the Israelites to Babylon, which you have spoken is good. He said moreover, indeed there will be peace and truth in my days. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, we labor diligently on Christ and bring Him to the church meetings and enjoy Him with the children of God and with God the Father Himself. Let me produce enough of Christ so that there will be surplus to share with others and to offer the best part of the produce to God the Father. Then Christ will be exalted and glorified, and the Father will be pleased and satisfied.